This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday.
All
right. It's November.
Our coworkers are so funny. Remember when we did the live show? It wasn't even on the air. I was goofing with the people back at the building.
Yes.
And I was saying, it was because Nicole was taking over the board. And I was like, just so you know, there's a deal when you start working for us. You have to leave $10 or $5 in my mailbox.
Oh.
And she's like, you know, her. Look what they left me.
Vinny, here is the live broadcast fund from your favorite board ops, Nicole and Alex, A. Loke, and A. Fonzarelli.
When did A. Fonzarelli get into the mix?
I guess she's just, we didn't realize. Arthur Fonzarelli.
Sure. I know. Well, all right. Anyway,
yeah, that's hilarious. I don't even remember you saying it. So it was 10, it's 10 bucks? Shouldn't it be 10 bucks a person?
Well, it shouldn't be anything. I was just kidding, but. Anyway,
hilarious.
So live show.
Yeah.
How'd it go? Did you get your car juiced up and get home? Or
did
you just come back from San Jose
now? Just made it back. I actually walked. So, hold on. I don't know why you keep getting taken out of the program.
Because every time Eddie works, he doesn't do it.
Eddie!
You just got home?
Yeah, I just got home. I just, you know, it's a long walk. 60 miles or whatever
it is.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You're not kidding. That is a long walk.
No, I went to, there's a Whole Foods a couple of miles from there, mm-hmm. From where we did our broadcast at the Winchester Mystery House. So mm-hmm. I went over there and
Parked.
And waited. It didn't take long, 35 minutes and I was
that's
fully.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
I feel like I can kill 30, you know, when you're a kid, killing 30 minutes is like killing yourself.
Right.
But
it's forever.
Now
did you go
I feel
shop?
Like,
I went in and used the bathroom.
Oh, good.
And then listened to my book and, you know, hung out. It was great. Mm-hmm. It was, it was fine. And actually, because I knew that I didn't have like a huge agenda and I knew it was going to take me forever to get home anyway. And then I got on 280 and sat in traffic. So that was fun.
You did?
To get home?
At that hour?
Yeah, there was some, I mean, it cleared up pretty soon, but there was some kind of accident. You guys didn't hit that at all on your way home?
There was some traffic on 280 just for like a minute.
Oh,
and
no,
then it cleared
was
up.
More than a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, and it took me a while to find I was having a hard time finding the Whole Foods lot, and I drove past it and circled around. And it was fun. But yeah, it was, so I didn't get home until, I was like on Vinny time, you know, because I was going the other direction. Uh-huh. So you were probably home 10 minutes later, and it took me basically all day. So I meandered my way back. Hilarious.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I don't know what is going on with Halloween. You know, normally we run out of candy by 7:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, we buy five huge bags of this and make everybody just take one, and we're out of stuff by 7:30. And we shut, you know, close down the lights out front, and mm-hmm. just sorry, we're out of candy. I don't think we got through two bags. There was a marked reduction and it was the whole neighborhood. I think a lot of people just got out of Dodge because of the shutoffs, and some people hadn't even gotten their power back until on Wednesday, and maybe just got out of, I don't know what happened.
It was a hard week.
It was a
and
hard week.
There's no question that people whose houses caught fire had a much harder week than I
much
did.
Much harder.
Yeah. Just want to acknowledge that before I say we were wrecked going into the weekend. Wrecked.
Yep.
By the going back and forth, mm-hmm. trying to keep our schedule together, knowing the time's going to change.
Right.
We had a birthday, Halloween, then a birthday. Like, it was just all, let this weekend
sketchy.
Be over.
Right.
And let this next week be clean. Except
please,
I got a colonoscopy, which that's a whole nother thing.
Well, that'll be fun.
It's Wednesday. But
you'll have a great time with that.
I want to tell you, get ready for stuff going on.
I'm not going to be ready. I don't like it.
Do you have to take the thing where you have to clear out your whole system on Tuesday?
Now, that's what I did. I know things have changed and people can tell us, but I had to drink a gallon
of some stuff.
You have to get like distilled water and then pour some stuff into it. I had to go to Kaiser and get the mix, whatever that was.
Oh.
And then you mix it in, jug it up. And then you have to drink it, glasses.
And it just empties you out.
Oh, you just be ready. I know you have a lot of toilets in your house.
You're going to use them all.
So be ready for one specific one and tell everybody to stay away. Tell Isla and her friends to stay away.
Don't bring your friends into this bathroom. You want to still have friends.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually really good about taking care of medical, dental, all this.
You're all over it.
And I made this appointment because I wanted to get it done too and check it off my list. And now I'm super regretful. Like, I finally took the page out of the... Because they give you a thing that's like 3-4 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my little file and left it until
this weekend.
And pulled it out and started looking at it. And there's just, you can't eat... Don't eat this. Don't eat that. You need to take this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Once... The night before, well, early in the evening the night before, and then I have to take it again 4 hours before the procedure, which means I have to wake up at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To clear myself out again.
Oh my God, what fun.
And I'm just thinking, I don't really want to do this at all.
No one wants to do it.
I want to just go to work and have a regular week this week. I don't want to.
How funny that you'd rather go to work than do that.
There's a lot of things I'd rather go to work than do.
Right.
To be honest, I love this job.
We all do.
So
still, it's work.
Yeah.
It is work, but it's better than taking.
But it's best you clear everything out.
So it hurts
that way
your
they
tummy?
Can see stuff. Hurt is not even.
Oh.
Half the word.
Oh my God, really?
So it, like your tummy.
Yeah.
Hurts. Okay.
And just.
Did you get that done?
I mean, it's watery.
Your diverticulitis. Is it possible that you were in that much pain because of the condition that you had?
No, I had to do it. I've done it maybe two or three times.
Everybody's told me the prep is worse than the procedure.
It is, because the procedure, who cares? Like, yeah, do whatever. They numb you a little bit. I think that they numb my ear or something. To make everything numb down there.
Oh,
yeah.
Numb your ear.
It's weird.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And then, you could...
That's weird.
And then you were... Some people are totally asleep, but I was half awake for most of it. And I told you guys before, I've done it a couple times. And both times, they were asking me about you guys.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and just what I wanted to think about while I'm laying sideways with stuff everywhere.
Sure.
Looking,
in all the places you don't
want
it.
Looking at the monitors.
Right.
Where the camera's going, and then they're asking me about Sarah and Vinny.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not stoked.
Yeah.
I'm not.
When, you know what?
It'll
it
be
doesn't
over.
Even take long. It's 10 minutes at
the procedure's only 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so it's not going to be a clean week. I mean, my colon will be clean,
will be.
I guess.
Sure. It's going to be a very clean week, actually.
Mm.
You'll be so thin. All the stuff will be gone.
Oh, you do feel thin. You do feel thin.
Oh, good. Well,
it's like having the flu, you know, and just everything's gone. It's great. It's like having the flu with
I've already started based on what the pre...
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there like a diet leading up to it too?
Well, they say don't eat the salad, don't eat beans. They don't digest as quickly.
Stuff, yeah.
You have 5 days in advance before, like, you need to stop eating certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been already lightening the amount. I really do want to clean out easily.
Mm-hmm.
I expect it to hurt. Like, it makes your stomach hurt.
Oh.
Not the procedure.
No. The stuff you take that clears you out.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound fun.
Ain't going easy.
Mm-mm. Mm.
So, yeah. I'm
okay.
Not. Anyway,
like a waterfall.
Sounds just like.
On another subject. Boy, what happened to your Pats last night?
You can't win them all.
No, I guess you can't.
Unless you're the 49ers.
Yeah.
The only undefeated team.
Are we talking eight?
I don't know. Is it seven or eight, Ben?
I think it was seven Thursday when we broadcast, and then they won Thursday night. So now it's eight.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
Amazing.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of the games.
You didn't watch the Pats last night?
No, it was on too late for me.
How did it go last night for you? You know, the time change.
It was
didn't
fine,
affect you at all.
I guess. I actually went to bed early, and I don't know. I could check my score. Let me see how I did.
Oh, God.
Check my sleep.
Score?
I'm going to check my sleep IQ score and see how I did. I feel like I fell right to sleep, which is not always the case on a... I got a 97.
You are
How
not,
is that possible?
You're like a teenager. It's not fair.
Let's see. I slept 7 hours and 56 minutes.
Jesus Christ. I'd kill somebody for that. I got a 37.
Oh, my God.
Now, the truth is... So I kind of started eating dinner and was like, meh, I'm going to go upstairs into my little hide room and watch the Pat game and lay down. I fell asleep hard at 7.
Oh.
Like, good.
That's great.
In my little side room. I woke up at 10 like,
oh, no.
Bing.
Oh, no.
Amazon. Oh.
It's only 10.
It's only 10.
Is it time to get up
and
now?
I feel wide awake.
Yeah, so I went into the actual bed. This is, you know, the sleep number bed where the score happens. And I just sort of, you know, snuggled my missus and waited.
For day.
And got a 37.
Daylight.
So it's fine. It's no big deal, but there you go.
Yeah.
That's how you get a 37.
So you probably got better than that because you did those 3 hours hard.
Your other three in another bed.
Yeah.
Would you consider staying there?
Oh, yeah. Could you stay there?
Oh, yeah. I could have. Like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
She was already asleep.
Oh.
When I, at 11, I think I climbed into bed at 11 with her. Mm. She was asleep. So I was just like, no snoring. No snoring. No snoring. She didn't.
Please don't snore.
So she was good.
Yeah, John woke me up snoring last night at like maybe 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, John, roll over. John, roll over.
Did you hit him with the bat like you usually do?
He doesn't like that, so I, you know, try not to. Poking him. Turn over. Turn over. Turn on your side.
Horrible.
Yeah. But then I went right back to sleep.
You're saying, sorry, back, I kind of cut into your...
Yeah, what?
You're saying Halloween was a bust at your house.
Oh, it was crazy.
Our Halloween was... On fire, like
really?
Sorry, I'm
not on
used
fire,
to saying
right.
that term.
It was going off.
It was, yeah, it was.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Crowded, very well attended. I did see a few kids come back through, but that's because our neighborhood's a little off to the side, so I think they went like
they did a second round.
They did another round,
that's
and
hilarious.
I'm okay. It's fine.
That's
whatever.
So
they had to put in the
lot of the. We
miles.
Know a lot of the kids. Everybody's good. It's everybody's cool. So it was good.
Got to fill that pillowcase up, you know.
And our friends hung out with us at our house. We had sandwiches, and so Stig and Tracy were there, and their kid Audrey.
Who's Stig?
Stig is our he's my friend. And there, well, let me.
Your
so,
friends? No, I'm kidding.
You. Anyway, yeah, so we hung out and had sandwiches and then it was over.
Yeah. We had a bunch of people came by and, you know.
Chili?
My brother John and his wife made white chicken chili, which is like, you know, just cubes. It's just. I don't know, not in a tomato base, I guess. Really good. And so we had that and had some beers. And we didn't have to get up on Friday, which was nice.
I watched Survivor that night, too.
Oh, and?
To catch up.
Good one, right?
It was a good one, yeah. It's actually...
There were some interesting moments in it.
I hope that's an example of how we can handle things.
Were you talking about the exchange between Jamal and...
Yeah, I mean,
the,
I don't know where that
I don't know
kid...
What that kid's name is.
That kid, I don't know his name either.
What does he look like? Hold on.
He's a long-haired,
he's a young kid, curly hair. He called, he said, hey, get that with your do-rag, and that started a whole thing.
Right.
So
but I don't...
It was actually turned out to be kind of a positive interaction between them in the end.
What's the other dude's name?
Jamal, I think.
Jamal handled that very well, and it's how I would hope it could be handled, because I don't think the kid... I don't know where that kid got the term do-rag. That's an old term. That's not... I think, isn't it?
I don't know that I've... Guy. I mean, I feel like I've heard it, but I don't really...
I've heard that in 15 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
A do-rag?
Yeah.
I feel like I hear that all the time.
Really?
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on... I don't know. I just don't hear it. Anyway, the way he handled it, I thought, was very well done, and I liked...
Well, I liked what he had to say to the camera as well. Like, he made some, like, beautifully said points. Oh, that could be his name, Jack. I'm not
Jack's
sure.
Jack's a white guy, long hair.
curly hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that must be him. But they were actually, they were friendly anyway. They really liked each other and were palling around. And
tell.
I think he just really was taken aback by the kid's use of that so casually. And
the kid had no ill will.
No, certainly not.
And, you know, I made a mistake with, I lived with a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a mistake similar to that. Completely unknown to me, he was like, that would get you punched by anybody else. And I was like, and it wasn't because I called him anything. It was I used a term thinking I was being polite. And he was like, not that.
Oh.
I'm a black guy. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
So it's weird.
It's interesting.
I'd rather not say into the microphone.
Okay. Is do-rag not okay?
Apparently it's not.
Vaughn?
Vaughn?
Here comes Vaughn. Vaughn runs in.
I see him wear it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem. Here.
Yeah, let's see your thoughts. Did you happen to see this exchange?
Yes, luckily I watched Survivor 2.
Oh, you did? Yes.
I never said anything. Nice. But yes.
What did you think of that whole thing?
Yeah, so the issue was, it's called a buff, the thing that goes on the head. And I think because he was black, the Jack, whatever his name is, called it a do-rag, and that's what makes it racialized. And what Jamal said was like spot on, like do-rags are for like, or like put on to thugs, wife beaters, stuff like that. So because the term do-rag is put on to like this hood, gangster mentality type thing.
All right.
He didn't want that to be connotated with him and his buff just laying there, you know,
right.
As opposed to anyone else wearing it, it's called a buff, but it appears.
But suddenly
like,
it's a do-rag because the black
exactly.
guy has it, right?
Yeah, and I wear do-rags, you know, so it's not like everyone in a do-rag is a wife-beating thug, but the connotation of it is what the issue was for Jamal.
Well, I really thought that what he had to say about it afterward, about how, like, you know, there's this sort of, it's like these little things that are just put on you all the time that just sort of weigh you down. And I just thought, God, that is, he just
exactly.
said it so well. And it was just such an eye-opening moment, I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, so I didn't realize you were a Survivor fan.
I am, yeah.
Just one more thing.
Since I was like 12 years old.
That's right.
Came out.
Hello.
What the hell? What?
Oh my God.
We have these conversations, you just sit
and
there.
And you just sit there.
I have no microphone.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
He doesn't have a microphone. And he's
got to
come running.
We'll
listen, from now on, you got
to
run
forward.
In. Right.
I got you. No
damn.
Worries.
We got him beat now, 3-2.
I know. It's just, only Rosette and Britta the holdout. Forget it. No, Boomin's not here anymore.
The numbers are against us now.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, usually he puts on a good show, being like, yeah, I'm so interested.
Which guy was that again?
Yeah.
Well, you should see the picture of this guy, Jack, hugging his breasts. So we should mention who passed away from Survivor fame.
We should, actually. He's my lead story here.
Oh, okay. We'll save it.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it in a second. But, Rudy has passed away. And that's really all you need. He was on the very first Survivor. Yeah. He was,
the
I think,
oldest one,
71
right?
at the time. He was 91 years old. So he lived a solid, long life.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's sort of sad to think that from the first season of Survivor, which, by the way, Jeff Probst's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
How old do you think he is?
48?
No, way older, huh?
Oh, 61.
No, he's not that old. He's close, though.
57.
He's 58, and which means he was probably around...
How old is his face,
38,
though?
39. His face is brand new. Brand effing new. But it puts him in his 30s when they started that show, which is just, I mean, God, does time fly.
Well, and he's made a lot of very good decisions
mm-hmm.
along the way. Instead of leaving and saying, I'm going to pursue this talk show thing that I, because he had a talk show.
Yeah. And
remember
he also
that?
Made a couple movies too. Like,
well, whatever.
Wrote some stuff and.
He did?
He produced some movie about like gambling or something. It was
the
years ago.
Smart move is to stay with your big show. And he
stay
did.
Stay with the big show.
So I give him a lot of credit because it would have been easy at some point to go, I got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really want to do? Be a legit actor.
Yeah. I want to go be Jeff Probst on TV somewhere.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, anyway, we got on this because you watched it on, I guess,
so
on
I watched,
Halloween.
Right, I watched that Halloween night, and then Friday I went to the American Doll store. That's right. I
yes, guess. We saw.
The pictures.
Yeah,
you saw the, I saw the picture of you
party.
With the
doll party. Look at you. Is
with
that
the
on
doll
the list?
Party.
I will never go to.
I wasn't
going to
go. I wasn't going.
No, I remember you
I
saying so.
I wasn't planning to do that.
I don't know why you did.
Well, because I'm... Because
you were home.
Because I'm a married guy.
You got caught.
And the missus said, well, it's just going to be our daughter and her friend. and the other mom isn't coming. And I'm like, oh, you're alone? I thought it was the two moms and the two daughters.
Right.
She goes, no, it's just me and the girls. And I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Did the baby go too?
No, the baby went to Sue's.
I see.
So that we could just do focus on the kids. And they're crazy, so it was fun and funny. And
so what happens at this doll store?
You know what?
Tell me.
I dropped them off because we were running a couple minutes late. I dropped them off out front of the store and went to park.
At Stanford?
And then I took as long as I possibly could to find the perfect parking spot.
Way far away.
Oh, that looks tight. Let's find some shade around here. Let me get this just perfect. By the time I got in there, they'd already sort of seated them in, as a threesome.
Uh-huh.
So I sat at the table next to theirs with a cup of coffee. Oh, I stopped to get coffee for me and the missus, too. So I came in with coffee. And
well, at least you had that. I mean, if you're going to show up late, give the
girl
a cup of coffee.
Well, I wasn't late. I helped them get there on time, and then someone had to park the car. Mm. I took the hit for the team. And by the time I arrived, they have them in these little height, these little chairs. The chairs clip on to the table.
Yes.
And the doll sits next to the girls.
Yes.
Their chosen doll. So Blair was sitting next to my daughter.
So they get a doll?
They each got
and they personalize it? Like, what happens at this American Doll?
They can buy the clothes.
It's like a
and
Build-A-Bear
they
thing?
They pick a hairdo, and the hairdo gets done.
Oh.
And there were some snacks delivered.
That sounds great.
It was that, you know what? I can't for the freaking life of me understand it. It didn't look great. It didn't sound great. I don't get it. My daughter was in heaven. She came out of there like holding her doll. So incredible. I just was like, all right, I don't get it, but good for you.
Yeah.
And we went to lunch. And then at one point, the missus goes, I'm just going to run into this store. And I'm sitting there with the two girls and the dolls. And I'm just out front
with
of this
store. Your
four
girls.
And at one point, so they're trying to, there's a fountain there. And the girls are like, can you give us some pennies? And I'm bunny ears. Yeah, I got no money. I got, what am I, where are you going to get pennies? And 2 seconds later, not my daughter.
Well, the other girl.
Annie. She's holding some ABC gum that she'd pulled from the fountain.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, throw that. This dude's walking by, and he sees the whole exchange and almost falls over laughing as he's...
Are you? And they're at the fountain, and you're holding the two dolls?
Yes. The whole scene is absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm horrified because this isn't even my kid. And right? I'm like, oh, my God. You have to throw
Well, Annie's parents need to teach her about ABC gum.
Yeah. God.
Come on. That is not what we're looking for. Well, I feel like there's more to explore. We'll take a super quick break and we'll get to more of this stuff. Happy Monday, everybody. KLSC, KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Alice Moore Show. We'll be right back.
And, you know, I made a mistake with, I lived with a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a mistake similar to that. Completely unknown to me, he was like, that would get you punched by anybody else. And I was like, and it wasn't because I called him anything. It was I used a term thinking I was being polite. And he was like, not that.
Oh.
I'm a black guy. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
So it's weird.
What was
it? Interesting. I'd rather not say into the microphone.
Okay. Is do-rag not okay?
Apparently it's not.
Vaughn?
Vaughn?
Here comes Vaughn. Vaughn got up and runs in.
I see him wear it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem. Here.
Yeah, let's see your thoughts. Did you happen to see this exchange?
Yes, luckily I watched Survivor 2.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Never said anything. Nice. But yes.
What'd you think of that whole thing?
Yeah, so the issue was, it's called a buff, the thing that goes on the head. And I think because he was black, the Jack, whatever his name is, called it a do-rag, and that's what makes it racialized. And what Jamal said was like spot on, like do-rags are for like, or like put on to thugs, wife beaters, stuff like that. So because the term do-rag is put onto like this hood gangster mentality type thing.
All right.
He didn't want that to be connotated with him and his buff just laying there, you know,
right.
As opposed to anyone else wearing it. It's called a buff, but it appears.
But suddenly
like,
it's a do-rag because the black
exactly.
guy has it. Right.
Yeah. And I wear do-rags, you know, so it's not like everyone in a do-rag is a wife beating thug, but the connotation of it is what the issue was for Jamal.
Well, I really thought that what he had to say about it afterward, about how, like, you know, there's this sort of, it's like these little things that are just put on you all the time that just sort of weigh you down. And I just thought, God, that is, he just said it so well. And it was just such an eye-opening moment, I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
It was... So I didn't realize you were a Survivor fan.
I am, yeah.
That's just one more thing.
Since I was like 12 years old.
That's right.
Came out.
Hello.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
We have these conversations, you just sit
and
there.
And you just sit there.
I have no microphone.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
He doesn't have a microphone. And he's got
to
come running.
We'll
listen, from now on, you
got to
run
forward.
In. Right.
I got you. No
damn.
Worries.
We got him beat now, 3-2.
I know. It's just, only Lizette and Britt are the holdout. Forget it. No, Boomin's not here anymore.
The numbers are against us now.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, usually he puts on a good show of being like, yeah, I'm so interested.
Which guy was that again?
Yeah.
Well, you should see the picture of this guy, Jack, hugging his breasts. So we should mention who passed away from Survivor fame.
We should, actually. He's my lead story here.
Oh, okay. We'll save it.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it in a second. But Rudy has passed away. And that's really all you need. He was on the very first Survivor. Yeah. He was,
the oldest one,
71,
right?
At the time. He was 91 years old. So he lived a solid, long life. Yeah. But it's just, it's sort of sad to think that from the first season of Survivor, which, by the way, Jeff Probst's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
How old do you think he is?
48?
No, way older, huh?
Oh, 61.
No, he's not that old. He's close, though.
57.
He's 58. And which means he was probably around...
How old is his face,
38,
though?
39. His face is brand new. Brand effing new. But it puts him in his 30s when they started that show, which is just, I mean, God, does time fly.
Well, and he's made a lot of very good decisions along the way. Instead of leaving and saying, I'm going to pursue this talk show thing that I, because he had a talk show.
Yeah. And remember he also made a couple movies too. Like,
or whatever.
Wrote some stuff and.
He did?
Yeah. He produced some movie about like gambling or something. It was
the
years
smart
ago.
Smart move is to stay with your big show. And he
stay
did.
Stay with the big show.
So I give him a lot of credit because it would have been easy at some point to go, I got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really want to do? Be a legit actor.
Yeah. I want to go be Jeff Probst on TV somewhere.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, anyway, we got on this because you watched it on, I guess,
so
on
I watched
Halloween.
Right, I watched that Halloween night, and then Friday I went to the American Doll store. That's right. I
did. Yes, we saw.
Oh, the pictures.
You
saw
see.
I saw the picture of you
party.
With the
doll party. Look at you. Is
with
that
the
on the list?
Party.
I will never go to
I wasn't
going to
go. I wasn't going.
No, I remember you
I
saying so.
I wasn't planning to do that.
I don't know why you did.
Well, because I'm... Because
you were home.
Because I'm a married guy.
You got caught.
And the missus said, well, it's just going to be our daughter and her friend, and the other mom isn't coming. And I'm like, oh, you're alone? I thought it was the two moms and the two daughters.
Right.
She goes, no, it's just me and the girls. And I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Did the baby go too?
No, the baby went to Sue's.
I see.
So that we could just do focus on the kids. And they're crazy, so it was fun and funny. And
so what happens at this doll store?
You know what?
Tell me.
I dropped them off because we were running a couple minutes late. I dropped them off out front of the store and went to park.
At Stanford?
And then I took as long as I possibly could to find the perfect parking spot.
Way far away.
Oh, that looks tight. Let's find some shade around here. Let me get this just perfect. By the time I got in there, they'd already sort of seated them in as a threesome.
Uh-huh.
So I sat at the table next to theirs with a cup of coffee. Oh, I stopped to get coffee for me and the missus, too. So I came in with coffee. And
well, at least you had that. I mean, if you're going to show up late, give the
girl
a cup of
late.
Coffee.
Well, I wasn't late. I helped them get there on time, and then someone had to park the car. I took the hit for the team. And by the time I arrived, they have them in these little chairs clip onto the table.
Yes.
And the doll sits next to the girls.
Yes.
Their chosen doll. So Blair was sitting next to my daughter.
So they get a doll?
They each got
And they personalize it? Like, what happens at this American Doll?
They can buy the clothes.
It's like a Build-A-Bear
and they
thing?
They pick a hairdo and the hairdo gets done.
Oh.
And there were some snacks delivered.
That sounds great.
It was that, you know what? I can't for the freaking life of me understand it. It didn't look great. It didn't sound great. I don't get it. My daughter was in heaven. She came out of there like holding her doll. So incredible. I just was like, all right. I don't get it, but good for you.
Yeah.
And we went to lunch.
Oh.
And then at one point, the missus goes, I'm just going to run into this store. And I'm sitting there with the two girls and the dolls. And I'm just out in front
with
of
your
this
four
store.
Girls.
And at one point, so they're trying to, there's a fountain there. And the girls are like, can you give us some pennies? And I'm bunny ears. Yeah, I got no money. I got, what am I, where are you going to get pennies? And 2 seconds later, not my daughter.
Well, the other girl.
Annie. She's holding some ABC gum that she'd pulled from the fountain.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, throw that.
Gross.
This dude's walking by, and he sees the whole exchange and almost falls over laughing as he's...
Are you? And they're at the fountain, and you're holding the two dolls?
Yes. The whole scene is absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm horrified because this isn't even my kid. And right? I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. You have to throw
well,
that
Annie's
back
parents gross. Need to teach her about ABC gum.
Yeah. God.
Come on.
Yeesh.
That is not what we're looking for. Well, I feel like there's more to explore. Let's take a super quick break and we'll get to more of this stuff. Happy Monday, everybody. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.